From JMI Wealth this Monday morning, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, they applied a great big fat break to the old jobs in America. What happened?
I reckon. Yeah. Here's the thing, Mike. You had a sort of lousy last quarter, the last quarter of 2018. We've had the strong rebound in markets through January, February at least. We had those 9 weeks of gains, which is statistically significant. But we've got momentum now, certainly in the short term. It's sort of waning a bit. And the reasons for that is we've got these concerns over global growth, which are inextricably tied up with the US-China trade war being resolved. And you've also had the Fed changing direction, which in the short term was positive markets. But you've got to remember why the Fed paused in their interest rate increase, because they want to see how the data plays out. What did we get Friday night? We got the data playing out, non-farm payrolls, US employment data. And remember, the US consumer is one of the single biggest components of global growth. I mean, and the US consumer has been in a good place recently. Why? Because there's been heaps of jobs. But what happened Friday night? February non-farm payrolls for the month of February came in at 20,000. That was way, way below the estimates of 180,000. So it's a great big fat miss as far as the data is concerned. The thing is, we often get revisions to the previous months as well. We didn't get any of them. They were only marginal. But this data is a little bit weird, Mike, because the unemployment rate fell to 3.8%. So it fell 0.2 from 4% down to 3.8%. Participation rate was steady. So a very weak month for jobs growth. It's the weakest we've seen since September 2017, but a pretty solid increase in wages. So the wages rate was up 3.4%. So what's going on here? Well, Larry Kudlow, the director of National Economic Council, he said it was a very fluky number, and he points to the long-term trend. And actually, Mikey does have a point. I think there were timing issues here. You had the government shut down there. No one really understands how that impacted on this number. Look, it would appear that over the course of the day as well in the US, most of the market participants started discounting this number as a bit of an aberration. I think the term was used, we should asterisk this number, we should just put it to one side. So the Dow Jones in the end only closed down 23 points. At one stage it was down over 200 points, I mean 250 might even have got there. So it recovered over the course of the day. Still down 2.2% though over the course of the week. And I think as well as that jobs number sort of spooking people, there's some concern now as to where are we at with this trade deal.
Yeah.
Over the last couple of days, there's been quite a bit of noise coming out of Trump said, look, we're going to get a great big spike in share markets if he closes the trade deal with China. And then everyone started saying, hey, why did he say if? And Larry Kudlow actually came out yesterday and said, look, we're in a good place. We've made headway. We've made great progress. And interestingly enough, Mike, I've just picked up that the governor of the Chinese central bank also came out and said they are making progress.
So made substantial progress on some important issues were his words.
Correct. So that's those are good words, aren't they?
They're very good words. Positive words. Very good words. Yeah. More good words. We're okay in manufacturing.
Yeah, economic survey, local data out Friday, economic survey of manufacturing. The volume of meat and dairy manufacturing rose, and that sort of pushed up a 2% rise in total manufacturing, had a 4% boost in meat and dairy, so that's all good. That helped the number out. The value of the sales fell marginally. We also got our building work number, total volume of building activity increased, seasonally adjusted 2.7%. That's from the September quarter to the Dec quarter. Stronger than expected. Both these numbers probably in the positive zone in terms of expectations. Non-residential construction, it's going off in Auckland. If you thought Auckland looks busy in that regard, you would be dead right. Value of non-residential building in Auckland up almost 10% in the December 18 quarter. So what's going to happen now, Mike? These are all sort of the final read-ins into people's fourth quarter GDP estimates. That's due out on March the 21st. All the economists are going to be poring over their models now, putting these numbers in. But those two numbers probably give their forecasts a bit of a lift.
All right. What are the numbers for the day?
Dow Jones in the end closed down 23 points, 25,450, so it's about 0.1%, so very small fall. S&P 500 was down 6, also small, 2743, and the Nasdaq closed down 13,7408, so sort of whimpered into the close on Friday night. The FTSE 100 down 53,7104. The Nikkei took a bit of a tumble, down 430 points, that's just over 2%. 21025. And the Chinese, after some very good weeks, they'd lost 4.4% on Friday on the Shanghai Composite, down 136 points, 2969. The ASX 200, 6203, down 60. They lost 1%, but we gained 3 points on Friday, closing at 9440. On the currencies, 0.6798 against the US, 0.9651 against the Aussie, so stronger there, 0.6052 euro, 0.5226 pounds, 75.66 yen, gold trading at $1,298.30, and Brent crude, $65.74.
Superb start to the week. Well done. We'll see you tomorrow, Andrew Kelleher, and the team, and the expertise, and the kindness and friendliness that goes with them. Is it available to you at jmiwealth.co.nz?